So we are in between Chanukah and Asar B'Teves. It happened too quickly. Chanukah was rejoicing, Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Chanukah is on his day, the establishment of the Beit HaMikdash. And Asar B'Teves was starting the cycle of the mourning for the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So, like we would say, if I make up the religion, I would give a little time in between. And Baruch Hashem, of course, Baruch Hu understands better what we need. That's the way he set it up. The true thing is that the two counterparts are the same idea. Two counterparts are the same idea. The whole rejoicing of Chanukah is the result of the fact that we have internalized and recognized and clarified for ourselves that the greatness of Klal Yisrael is our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're all about. That's why Leovadim hated us more than, in some ways, maybe more than any other nation. They did not want to physically destroy us. There was no desire to kill the Jews. The desire. When they even say there's a Zer, they have to convert to pagan idol worship. All they have to do is stop worshiping the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't worship the Kodesh Baruch Hu, do whatever you want. You're naked. Don't believe in my Greek gods and goddesses. Because they recognize that something great about Klal Yisrael is above them. We have what they call metaphysics, above physics. This is real metaphysics, not the fake stuff. And the world, they just recognize the mechanics of the physical world. And we recognize that this whole world is connected to something much greater than Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that was hard for them to swallow. And we have a high level of chokhmah that they don't have. And everyone sees that it works. You know, and scientists inside, if you want to know if it works, then you put in a test tube and the results come out, so you see it works. And we see climate is different than all the other nations. So however you want to explain it, that's what it is. And there's only one thing that causes us to be different than everybody else. The fact that we recognize our greatness as being the nation of Kodesh Baruch Hu is very different. Whenever a Jew decides to drop that, he may get a Nobel Prize, but his grandchildren will be like all the going. He fades out of history. It happened time and time again. So we're talking about the positive COVID. COVID, to take it as I'm lacking the fact that people enamor me and outwardly say they hold high with me. That's something. COVID might seem to tell them in Oilam. What are you running the whole day after? What people think about you? You could do much better in life without caring about what everything. Achosha Rav told me this today. That the Rosh Hashanah told him, the Chofetz Chaim, one of the reasons of his tremendous success was that he was always calm. And he couldn't care less what people thought or what they did. He was focused on what he got to do in life. And people spend so much time what he's going to think, what they're going to think, and instead of just what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from me, and I'll do to the best. So that's, for now, like we said, the of the Yevonim, externally, it was because they were jealous of us. And they want to knock down our connection with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the only reason why it affected us is because we did not appreciate it enough. If we would appreciate it enough, we all know the famous Rahman Rutendorf. The Goyim see what's special. But we also have to see what's special. And that we were not Makabas ourselves in our mind as the Am Hashem enough. And that caused us to have Simat taken away till we showed Hashem, no, we got it right. We know that this is what life is all about. We're willing to give up our lives for this. When we showed Kodesh Baruch Hu that, then, after Shvim, down to Zim, Hashem did all the work. We go to Asar B'Teves, we're starting the process of again, okay, you got your chizik. You know, the biggest mistake people have is they think that after 8 days of Chanukah it's over. Has to show them after 8 days of Chanukah, just starting. But 8 days of being Moide, Mahalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisefa, in those days, but also, Yisef Shechol Yom Yimon, like we say Moide every day. The Alanisim is the extension of Moide, doesn't it? Chanukah yesterday, and instead it points out, it doesn't say the name of Hashem one time in whole Alanisim. What kind of business is that? We're saying Hayyot HaKadosh is not mentioning his name. It is a very obvious answer. For the Hashem of Moide. They say, Moide Menachah Hashem Likei. And we already said Hashem Likei. Al HaKayin HaMzudah. Anish was saying because of the Alanisim Velapokin. It's just a part of the list of things we're thanking Hashem. It's all going back to the beginning. It's not a new thing. So we have a refreshed recognition of Hayyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to make sure that it doesn't. Yeah, we had the holiday, it's over, and we go back to the way we thought before. The way our tefillahs and the way we approach everything in life should be different than the Chanukah. We get a refreshed view of the emes of the world. And the more we recognize our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we will grow, and we will have more Ashras HaShechinah, we'll protect it from all the tzaros. We have to remind that Kanareh Hashem felt, we have to remind that a week and a half later, don't forget, because if you get it, Chas V'Shalom, that euphoria, the excitement of the Nisim of Chanukah, we can pull back into the Chum Beis HaMikdash. And Be'etzem it says in the Gemara in the Dorim, from Messiah, famous Gemara, that when the Almo of the Oz, they were looking, what was the cause of the destruction of Beit Yisrael, Lachum Beit HaMikdash? And at the end of the discussion, the Gemara was, Asher Lo Bichu B'Toyer Tchila. Did not appreciate the Toyer there. And that's the topic which we're going to discuss today. The positive COVID is showing that I value things that have value. And this is today's page, Reish Lama Gimel, Vachi. COVID, I tell you what I'm there. It's important for us to know that COVID, if it's used properly, is the most important thing in life, because we value things when we have them. And we have to show them we give utmost value to the Torah and those who learn Torah. If the person that did not learn much Torah in his life, the most powerful meaning in him very often is Taiva. When a person learns more Torah, it controls his Taiva. Even if you notice it, Mashkiya pointed it down, that there are three cardinal sins of a Yizogi or Rashi of Adam. And connected to the three of Eris, that the Olam is Ayman Arayim, the whole world was created for Torah by the Vinus HaTotin. So obviously, those three cardinal sins are connected to the three things. You know, if you're totally disconnected from the three things which the world was created about, then you have to give it your life. What life without these three values is not a life. So two out of three is obvious. Vinus HaTotin is most obvious. Because that means I care for the other person. It's Sikha. I mean, I don't care about the other person. If I don't get what I want, they kill it. Nobody has any value except myself. So that's the antithesis, the exact opposite of Mil Tatsotu Jesich. Avoida means serving Hashem. The opposite of that is Avoida Zorah. Be Oyvah Hashem, Avoida Zorah. It's very simple. Then we get Toyra and Gila Roy. Oop, what happened over there? That's explaining. That's he's saying. Rambam said at the end of Hilcha that Tuvia in Machshevet HaRayt Mizgaberet El Belev Koni Min HaChokhmet. Emma Miata, Kasher Leibniz, Mala Chokma, in Mashavat HaTayim is Gavri's own. Basically means the person is made up of two parts. The physical part has a physical drive. And the most basic physical drive is Taiva. The body was created to have a Taiva, because we know, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if you take away the Taiva completely, people won't have children, people will stop eating. So you need a certain level of Taiva. The Yetzirah convinces us that you don't need just a level of Taiva. You need it to be your goal in life, to fill yourself with Taiva. That's inside the body. Inside the neshama, and the neshama says, how can I lower myself into the level of being just like another animal whose whole life is fulfilling his tithes? That's what an animal does. He eats and produces more animals. That's all he does. He tries to run away from other animals trying to eat him. But other than that, that's what life is all about. I cannot lower myself to that level. And the more I connect myself to Chokhmah, my mind is preoccupied with wisdom of the greatness of the Chokhmah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not my thing for me to spend my whole life running after these diamonds. It has its place, it's going to be used properly, but not as a golden life. So that's basically what it is. But let the Yetzirah, I created the Yetzirah, I'll tell you the Talmud. Torah is, they say, the Shana Talmud is a funny thing. Talmud sounds like a spice. How does a spice deal with the Yetzirah? Something, some medicine. But the Poshul Shad is, let's take a piece of cake. You have a piece of cake and you forgot, you leave out all the Tavlin in, so you have flour and water. And no taste. You put in all the tavlin, the sugar and the spices and everything else, chocolate, cinnamon, schmack. The Torah gives the tavlin to the spiritual world. Spiritual world is not just something you have to do, it's something that's sweet, a schmack. Something that the human, mitzvah to the human, the ruach, ish, the spirit of a person, the meatness of a person, enjoy it. That's why Hashem made the Torah. So we don't even have to forfeit pleasure. We're not saying, don't have pleasure. Have pleasures, but have high level pleasures instead of low level pleasures. That's what Torah is all about. Other rabbis, Hashem wants us to have tests and pleasures. You think the rabbi can get a little off. My rabbi is the Ramchal. That's what he said. The first statement of the Mephiyah Shasharim is, we were created this Anig al Hashem to have pleasure. And have the real pleasure. Pleasure that a human being, which is just a speck in the universe, and has a physical side, which is common denominator between us and the animals, but I have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a connection to the highest thing more than Malach HaShoris. So that we have to appreciate. This is what it's saying. Give cover to Torah. This makes me into something great. Now he puts in his words, when he gets less under the control of the Taiva part of himself, then instead of Taiva, he gets a sensitivity for cover. Cover means to have appreciation for spiritual things. So, I don't know, here it sounds like maybe not even a positive thing. It's a cover that can go either way. Whereas a person, a man has two forces with him. He has the physical tithes and he has COVID. A person who's running after physical tithes, that takes him over. to the point that very often it's maxed out the COVID. The person could be a president of a country and lose his whole position because he ran out of the talibus and gets into trouble. The talibus can make him forget about his COVID. The person who is focused on COVID, the COVID overpowers the talibus. So the talibus occurs goofily. A COVID occurs goofily. A spiritual thing. Even in the Yetzirah Shabbai, the Yetzirah of COVID is really a less mundane Yetzirah than type. The type stems from the body itself. The COVID is from the meters of the person. In other words, the point of contention that he has with the Yetzirah goes up, becomes more spiritual. But then he has to decide, okay, type, I realize it's not. It's worth $10. COVID is worth $100. So I'm going to deal with the more valuable of the two. Yeah. And now he's battling not the physical body against spirituality, but the spiritual endeavors against the false ruchnius type of Yetzirah. He brings from the Ramchal and says, He's saying, when a person gets to the point that he's past the physical type being his central point of contention, like he said, so like Golmi Chavir Yitzu Golmi Meno doesn't mean that he becomes a big about type. It means that the type of Yitzhar he's dealing with is a higher level of Yitzhar. So, till now he was dealing with type and now he's dealing with COVID, which is not equally dangerous, but it's a different level. They said that Rebbe Chassman, he was one of the Mashkifim, was a gathering of the sages, or it's good, or whatever, it was a bunch of Mashkifim together. And one gets up and says, I'm 80 years old and COVID doesn't mean anything to me anymore. That was an introduction to his camp. So this Mashgiach didn't let anyone get away with it. He got up and said, my dear friend, if COVID was an issue for you when you were 20, it's even worse now. But, that's it. COVID is a type of spiritual Yetzirah. Do I take the COVID to myself or do give it over to others? The goal in life is to recognize that taking for myself, I'm just lowering myself back down, closer back down to the behemoth. Because in as much as I'm making myself an independent entity, I'm detaching myself from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more I'm avatting myself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more I'm becoming a tzina, a pipeline of the shepherd from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. As we know, the greatest God of the Torah, who was that Moshe Rabbeinu? It was Onami Kolozim. If you want to be a tzina to give to others, you can't be a person who's always involved in yourself. Because you can channel it in the wrong direction. One of my sons said, as I love and heard his voice, if you have a pipe can be used to have the water pass through. But if the pipe has a indentation where it catches things, it becomes puzzle, it becomes a big skibble. The goal of the pipe is to transfer everything. If it's taking something for itself, puzzle. that's all it says, Rabbi Chanina Beni died of a kav shel charuzim. He was a tzaddik gadol, Chanina Deisa. He needed a bunch of carrots, that's all he needed. That's what it's saying. That's on even the physical level, but it's talking also on the spiritual level. That spiritual Yetzirah, any power, any covenant, that's an historian that anybody who's a Ben Aliyah has. But that's our goal, to recognize that other habit. If I deal with my covenant, I'm pushing myself down, I'm pushing myself up. I'm knocking myself away from the Kodesh Shemayim that I can be connected to. Habish Yetzirah, my Kodesh Shemayim is this Yechlusa. Because he's involved in this covenant, it's going to cause him to limit. Like we were saying about the covenant time before. He was a calm person always because he didn't care about what people thought about him. He was focused. There's so much things to do out here. But I have time to think about this. There's a Mashgiach, a Roshiva later, Rabbi Finkel, the Heidegger, Rabbi Finkel, the Heidegger. So a friend of mine, who was the Chazan, spoke to Rabbi Finkel. Rabbi Finkel was the Chazan for the Mir Yeshiva. One of the biggest kehillahs in Eretz Yisrael, 2,000 people there. And he said, how do you deal with Eimta Distibuya, stage fright? Yeah, Rabbi Finkel, you got the right person that's interested in stage fright. Yeah, that's true. You can have a cultured person. That happens to be speaking. Ishka Dilemah. What was his answer? He said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm a shliach for thousands of people, and you might think, I have time to think about these things. I have a very clear concept of you. I could distract him with nonsense. That's the type of person we're talking about. The cover in his life, if he's going to make a mistake on the tool, and that's what he's involved in, he's going to read the word properly. If he's involved in being like Hashem. Connecting the Kodesh Baruch in the most pure fashion. All that stuff is to you. But it's a challenge. It's a challenge because in the human nature is that you want to be good standards like everybody else. Mishnah Shishon says, they say that a wealthy man came to Abstainen and said he's having problems with Geiser. Everybody's giving him a lot of cover. He's so wealthy, he's a big dog stock and everything else. So Shteyman asks, how many Mitzvahs you know by heart? So suddenly we've got a little fly in the room. I'm fast as that. I don't even one. So what do you have to be in this club? I understand you. I don't know if you're talking about that. Yeah. He always has the right way to make people wake up to the reality. Yeah, but that's evidence. That's evidence. The color of a person is the schedule of the Google. And this is very important for us to appreciate by ourselves and give it over to our families also. It's important. We're not balagaizers. We're not balagaizers, the person that once again, he takes the COVID for himself. I need to show that I'm great and the other guy's not great and everybody thinks, talks about me and everything. No, that's just not interesting. But that Avira and the home should be a pride. Baruch Hashem, Mazrecha to be Ugly Hashem. Mazrecha to say a brocha. How's it going? It's full of his mouth. It doesn't say anything like a cow. We're connected with our disposal. We have somebody upset us and we don't lash back or control ourselves. That's something to be proud of. We have risen above the limitations, the loneliness of many, many parts of humanity that just live like two-legged animals. We are the bottom of the Shbohu. So that's what we have to understand. And if a person feels that need, I need recognition, I need COVID, and everybody needs COVID. Without COVID, a person would die. Rabbi Zak says a very interesting Ha'orah on Rashi at the end of the parasha. It says that they sold themselves and their animals and their fields to Pah. They had nothing. Then at the end, they made a takana that they could plant their grain and they get 4/5 for themselves, 1/5. What do you do with the 4/5? It says, Lebezam, Lebonim, and Lebezam, I don't remember the exact question. Rashi says, what's the Bezam? Avodim v'shvokim. Something doesn't make sense here. They sold themselves to be Avodim to Yosef, and they still kept Avodim for themselves. What's going on here? They have no fields, no animals, nothing. They weren't willing to sell their Avodim v'shvokim. They told the kids, everyone's, that's what he said. You have a type of person that his whole life is controlling somebody else. They have to keep somebody there to control, otherwise they drop dead on the spot. That's the exact opposite of Klal Yisrael. We do not need to control anybody. Otherwise, we need a helper. We can serve other people. We can emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not controlling anybody. He created the world. He gave us the Chira. But he wants us to follow his footsteps and go in his way. After Medrachim. And that's the Kavod Amiti. The Kavod is not external fame, external power. It's like we're saying, the end of the Kavod is, I appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I appreciate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen me to be his nation. And I'm giving value to the thing that's the real Kavod. No, really, the person doesn't have a need. What do I care what people think about me? Why are they getting more COVID saying, why did they get Shlish and I get Revi? Who cares? Other Rama. Get Revi every day. He once mentioned to me one of Rabbi Yasha's Tamidim. He had a hat that she wore for a long time. It started looking like the whole time there. And it all battered up. And people started telling him, you know, it's time to. And his time was, come on, the whole time, because it is. That one hat the whole life, you know. Yeah. So he went to Rabbi Yasha's. So Rabbi Yosha, he said, I heard him say it over. He said over that. Rabbi Yosha said, I hear your time. But a Talmud Chacham should try as much as he can to go through life without making waves that are not necessary. Don't attract attention. If everyone's starting to talk to you about it, just get yourself a little hat and go on with his life. We're not interested in attention. Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yosha happened to be a very, very shy person. He never spoke publicly. But he had one of the most powerful effect on the whole Yeshiva of here. Not only in the Haredi, the Rabbanut, and everything. He built it up. We do was focused. I don't have to talk. I'm not. True, a person at the town is talking. Rabbi Lau, gifted speaker, let him speak. But for myself, that's not my gift. I'm not lacking anything. I'm learning my thing, and it's a shame. And that's what happened in the course of his life. He came out to be the great Dayan, the Imam Dayan, the big place, the Imam that's talking. And did what he can to, even in the country itself, to set up things as best as possible. That's what life is all about. So that's what it is. And we're talking about today COVID. COVID is a level above Taiva. And when a person starts growing in his Avodah Ruchnis, the COVID becomes more of a challenge than the Taiva sometimes. But you have to know that we have these two forms of the COVID. Am I taking it for myself? Or I'm giving the COVID to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the COVID that I get is by the fact that I'm being mevatel myself to the Rosh Hashem and to his Torah. Now that's the Torah. That's what it means. The Kavod Amiti is Yedias HaTorah, because it means I'm mevatel all my kriyos to understand the Torah and have clarity in the Torah. I want to know the Rosh, the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have to my own.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the Torah, the Tevis.
third table, there was a certain level of lack of appreciation. So Bichah Tchiza means they knew it is a tremendous wisdom, it's a wonder, it's a great mitzvah. Make a bracha every morning. We say those words, maybe just this week, in the future try a little more. It should be sweet in the mouth of my descendants of Klal Yisrael. We don't say every mitzvah, a bracha on every mitzvah. The Tehillah Tzedakah should be sweet. Torah is an essential thing to say, to feel. This is such an important thing. Something you know with the essence of life becomes sweeter and sweeter. I should feel the sweetness. It's hard for me in the beginning, and if I put invest more kairos into it, it'll be sweeter. I'm so happy that you teach me the Torah. You gave me the brain that's matim for learning Torah. I appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the Torah, and together with that, the greatness of the Torah, which is Torah Soy, the Torah which is His Torah, which He has tremendous love for the Torah, and Baruch HaBonu gave it to us. I appreciate our greatness also, that we were the ones who were given this gift. It's Hashem, we'll say the Baruch HaMol Kavana. Sometimes it's a good thing for our own avodah Hashem, it's a good thing for our family, good thing for Klal Yisrael. Think about Klal Yisrael should appreciate the Torah more. Fortunately, we're living a time that a large segment of Klal Yisrael do not appreciate the Torah enough. It's Hashem, the more we appreciate it, they will also appreciate it. That's the way it goes. We'll start for ourselves and our families and whatever else. It's Hashem, should be safer to see the true Kvod Hashem come down to the Shemayim, and the Galas of the Shabbos, the Gulis Yisrael, and the